Now, straight from the headlines, bringing you our latest top newsmakers. This is Miriam Raftery with the East County Magazine Show on KNSJ 89.1 FM, Descanso, recording at our studio in the East County Wellness Center in El Cajon. And today I've got two special guests. We're going to be telling you about a big event coming up. It's the Ramona East End Loop Holiday Wine Trail this weekend. My first guest is Terry Kearns, who is the publisher of the Ramona Valley Wine Region magazine and a co-owner of the Ramona Ranch Winery. Terry, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Miriam. It's nice to be here.
And second, we have Jess Kohler, who is a co-owner of La Cinquita Winery, which is brand new. It's one of the newest wineries in the Ramona region. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much for inviting us here.
So, Jess, let's start with you. Can you give us a few details about the event coming up on December 13th and 14th?
Yeah, absolutely. It's called Get Your Merry On, and it's just an awesome weekend to be able to spend with friends. In Ramona, it's
December 13th and 14th, that's Saturday and Sunday, from noon to 5 p.m.?
Yes, and there's six wineries involved with that. And so with your holiday trail passport, you get three tastes at each of the six wineries, a food pairing at each of the wineries. You get a holiday souvenir logo glass to taste your wine out of. And we're also offering 10% off bottle purchases with your holiday wine trail passport.
It sounds like fun. I can see why it's called Get Your Merry On. That sounds like a pretty merry event to me.
Absolutely. Each of the wineries will also have different offerings, such as music, art, different unique holiday items that you can search for everybody on your list.
What are some of the special things you're going to be doing at your winery that day?
At our winery, we're going to have a local artist, Jonathan Martinez. He'll actually be doing a live art demonstration both Saturday and Sunday. Hmm. We'll also have a local glass blower there doing a demonstration, have pieces out to purchase. Mm-hmm. And we'll also have two of our fabulous musicians out. We have our classical guitarist, Justin Helland, coming out on Saturday, and our wonderful saxophonist, Tony Matoan, coming out on Sunday.
That sounds like fun. Now, I understand it's a two-day event, but people don't have to do all that tasting in one day if they're concerned about the driving. You know, obviously we want people to be responsible. Can they spread it out over 2 days?
Absolutely. They're welcome to do all of the wineries in one day, or they can split it up, spread the merry on throughout the whole weekend, do some of them on Saturday, some of them on Sunday.
Mm-hmm. And if you go to our website at eastcountymagazine.org and you check out the article in our food and wine section or our calendar. There's also details about some special arrangements I understand you've made with shuttle services and for overnight lodging if people choose to spread it out over 2 days and want to extend the weekend a little bit, they can do that. Now, Terry, tell us a little bit about the whole history of the wine region in Ramona. When did you begin your winery?
Well, we started back in 2005 making wine and got involved with the Ramona Valley Vineyard Association, which worked with the federal government in 2006 to have Ramona designated as an American Viticultural Area, or an AVA.
That's a big deal.
It is a big deal, and it means that wines coming out of a specific area with an AVA have to be 85% made from grapes grown in that area. Mm-hmm. And one of the things I like to joke about is if you've come up into Ramona, when you come up over the rise, Ramona really does look different, and it is special. We've got a lot of granite. Mm-hmm. We've got well-draining soils and a historical influence of grape growing and winemaking up there, too. So all those things together resulted in the federal government recognizing Ramona.
Interesting. Yeah, I understand the climate and the conditions, the soil conditions and so forth, are very similar to certain areas of France and Italy that have long been wine-growing regions.
Absolutely. In fact, one of the things that's fun about coming up to Ramona is you'll get to taste some wines that maybe you don't see on your grocery shelf or maybe a little more unusual.
What are some of those?
So we tend to, for us personally at Ramona Ranch Winery, we have some nice Syrahs, which is a typical grape from south of France, mm-hmm. Viognier. If we look over to Italy, Sangiovese, some of the other wineries are doing Barberas, Montepulciano's. Mm-hmm. And we've got some nice Tempranillos coming out of Ramona, too, which is a Spanish grape.
Very interesting. I'm also seeing some sparkling wines starting up. They can't call it champagne, but in fact, can you educate our listeners a little bit about champagne and port both of which are basically being made here, but they can't call it that because of the regulations. Can you explain that?
Yeah, absolutely. So one of the things that we had a fun collaboration with a couple other wineries in Ramona this past year was learning how to make champagne. And we can't call it champagne because the region of France where champagne is from, Champagne French, has the name locked down.
Yeah. But same with port from Portugal.
Exactly. So what we can call it in California, though, or in the United States, is sparkling wine. But up in Ramona, we're making it at Ramona Ranch Winery, mm-hmm. at Scaredy Cat, and some of the other wineries in the old-fashioned method. So the carbonation actually occurs in the bottle as a result of a secondary fermentation rather than carbonation being jetted into the bottle.
Fascinating.
So it's the old traditional way of making champagne. Yeah. Quite time-consuming,
yes.
But really worth it with the end product.
Now, people have long thought of Napa as the wine-growing capital of the nation, certainly California. Temecula has established a reputation as well. How is Ramona comparing with that? And can you tell us about some of the awards that the local wineries are winning?
Yeah, sure. Ramona is very small compared to those two regions that you just mentioned. Temecula has the most traffic of any wine region that I'm aware of in the world. So,
interesting.
Yeah, Temecula brings in hundreds of thousands of people.
Probably because it's so close to the populated areas in Southern California.
Yeah,
all those wine lovers.
So if you come up to Ramona or really any of the San Diego County wineries, we're more artisan wineries. We're handcrafted winemakers. So we have the ability to go out into the fields. If we don't grow the grapes, and many of us do, Jess and I do grow our own grapes, but even if we don't grow our own grapes, we have the ability to go out and work with the grower to get the numbers exactly where we want them for the wine, for our finished wine. And that's what makes us unique, is it's all handcrafted. So we're not mass-producing wines.
Now, what about the quality? Are there some objective standards, such as awards being won, that would show how these wines are measuring up against some of the other major wine regions in the world?
Absolutely. There's, San Diego's got the Toast of the Coast, where Ramona wines have shown very well. There's an artisan winery competition that I'm aware of, a Ramona winery just winning a couple golds in that. So we're starting to get out there and get some recognition. For us personally, our Ramona Ranch winery, our Zinfandel won Best of Show Red out of 4,500 other wines on the East Coast.
Wow.
So we're getting some, thank you. We're getting some recognition.
Very nice. One thing that has really brought about the explosion in the wine industry for East County in San Diego has been the passage of the boutique winery ordinance a few years ago. Can you give our listeners an idea of how this industry in Ramona is growing, and for that matter, countywide?
Countywide, absolutely. At this time, there are over 26 tasting rooms open in Ramona and over 100 vineyards. If we broaden our look to the entire county, there's around 120 tasting rooms in San Diego County. There are boutique wineries at vineyards such as ours. There's urban wineries. There's some great ones up in Oceanside, out in Campo. So if folks wanted to go to the San Diego County Vintner Association's website, you can get a good picture of what's going on in San Diego County.
There you go. And for that matter, the Ramona Valley Vineyards Association also has a site, right, where people can, if they're particularly interested in Ramona wineries, what is that website?
That's the Ramona Valley Vineyard Association.org. And they can also go to the Ramona Valley Wine Region.com website and download a map.
Basically, what this ordinance did was it made it a lot easier and a lot less expensive to open a tasting room, as I understand. It used to be you had to have $100,000 and be a millionaire or something to do it. And now it's much easier. So back to you, Jess. Tell me when your winery opened, your tasting room, and how difficult was it to get into this?
My husband and I have been working in and around the wine industry in Ramona for about 7 years. We started out helping over at Schwazdale Winery.
One of the pioneers up there.
Yes, absolutely. And Johnny and Shirley just really took us under their wing and got us interested and involved. We used to help out in their tasting room when they were gone. And through them, we met the previous owners of our property, La Finquita. And when they decided to sell, we just right time, right place. It happened many, many years before we thought it ever would. It was bonded as a winery. I believe it was 2008, but it was not generally open to the public. It was just mostly by
appointment. Yeah, they had one of the big fires roared through there, right? And they had a lot of damage.
Yes, our vines actually got put in right after the 07 fires.
I see.
So yeah, so we bought our property last December, and we opened up our tasting room to the public at the end of May of this year. So we're still fairly new to the game.
Yeah.
But we've had great mentors like Mike and Terry over at Ramona Ranch and so many other of the vineyards just to be there, or wineries to help us out and just give us pointers and suggestions. And
yeah, winemakers, I think it's the only industry I've ever seen where people joyfully train, you know, their competition. But I guess is that because creating a wine region makes it a destination and therefore sort of rising tide lifts all boats?
Absolutely. I mean, and people don't want to just generally go to one winery. They want to go to more than one. So it's nice to be able to recommend them to a friend. I know if I send somebody over to La Finquita, they're going to be treated well. They're going to enjoy the wines. I can let them know what to expect. And I think you find that with the majority of the wineries in San Diego County have really nice working relationships.
Yeah, another thing we're seeing is that these tasting rooms now are becoming more and more elaborate. When we first started covering this beat back in 2008, there were just a handful of them in Ramona, and most of them were being run out of somebody's garage or off their patio. And now there seem to be a lot more. They're building more elaborate experiences for people. Some of them are serving up, you know, outdoor pizza on the patio. There's one that has an entire outdoor sculpture garden, opera music, you name it.
And that's the beauty of the boutique winery ordinance. It's a tiered ordinance. So there are four different levels. And depending on where you're at, like Jess and I own small wineries. Mm-hmm. So we're at the boutique level. Mm-hmm. But as we grow, we can go through the permitting process and grow up to being able to serve pizza, have weddings. And so there's a process now in place, thanks to our San Diego County Supervisor Jacob and her team, that really allows us to start small. Because you're exactly right. It used to be, prior to this ordinance, about $250,000 to open a winery.
Wow.
Just in permits.
Wow. And now profitability is within sight for these vintners, I understand. I mean, maybe it takes 5 to 10 years. But as you say, once the vines mature, they learn the craft, they develop the following, and they're able to do maybe some events, weddings. It isn't just a hobby anymore. Is that correct?
No, it's definitely a business. I mean, we're doing it because we're passionate about what we're doing. But there is the goal, too, to be doing it as a sustainable business.
There you go. And speaking of sustainable businesses, Jess, tell us what the tasting experience is like at your winery, at La Finquita's tasting room.
So at our place, you drive up and most people will come directly into the tasting room. We do have an indoor tasting room, which is great for when it rains. And then we have a couple different tasting flights where people can do wine by the glass. We also have our wine slushies, which have kind of developed somewhat something of a cult following up there. We always get people coming in saying, so we heard a rumor that you guys have wine slush.
Oh, how fun.
It's basically like a frozen sangria.
Wow.
So those are really popular, especially with some of our local guests who have been out in the yard doing work all day.
And then I understand for the holiday wine tour, you have a wine cave already?
We do. We have a wine cave that's below our tasting patio, and one end has a long solid wood table, and it's lined by floor-to-ceiling bottles, or bottle racks, I should say. And we actually just opened up the other end of the cave, so it's all lit up with Christmas lights and has ornaments and decorations, and it's a really cool room.
Yeah, that sounds marvelous. And then do you have outdoor tasting areas as well?
Yes, we have a tasting patio right off of our tasting room that overlooks the San Diego Country Estates. We get a beautiful breeze off the hills, so it's never too warm, and you get a little bit of a warm breeze when it gets a little cold.
Well, that sounds very, very exciting. So where can people get more information about La Finquita Winery?
On our website, www.lafinquitawinery.com.
And can you spell that, please?
Yeah, it's LAFINQUITA winery.com.
How did you pick that name?
Our property was christened La Finquita by the original owner. We're the fourth owners of the property. And when Mr. Edwards built his property, he called it La Finquita, which means the small farm.
Okay.
And the name is just stuck. And so we decided to keep that on as the name of our winery.
Yeah. Well, speaking of small farms, Terry, one of the nice things I think about this industry is that it's helping to revitalize the economy of East County and really bring agriculture back. San Diego County, even before this, had more small farms, 10 acres or less, than any county in America, according to the Farm Bureau. Are you seeing, you know, a lot of land that's kind of being restored or reclaimed for agriculture?
We are seeing that a lot of the areas are being, that maybe at one time there may have been a thought of it being turned into housing, and now there's more interest in agritourism. Mm-hmm. In addition to the wineries, you know, Ramona has organic farms, chicken farms, yeah. cow ranches, horse
pumpkin,
ranches.
Pumpkin patch. I saw a Christmas tree farm last time I drove up there. And it isn't just Ramona, although Ramona has certainly taken the lead getting the AVA. There are wineries actually popping up all across the county in places that might surprise listeners. And so, Terry, do you have any parting thoughts for our listeners today?
Well, if listeners would like to come up to Ramona or any of the other small wineries in San Diego County, I think they'll be pleasantly surprised with, one, the quality of the wine, and two, the fact is that when you sit down and drink the wine, the chances are pretty good you're going to be drinking it with the person who made the wine and, again, in Jess and I's cases, participated in the growing of the grapes. So it's a unique experience to actually work with the farmer mm-hmm. who is, by right, the winemaker.
Very good. Jess, how about you?
I just kind of have to echo Terry. I mean, I think part of the beauty, the biggest draw of the Ramona Boutique Wineries is just that small, intimate feel. You don't have to fight to get up to the tasting bar. You get to meet the owners and really learn about the process. And I find that our customers really like to learn about the grapes and how the wine is made. And, you know, if they're there at the right time of year, see the process, go back and see the wine being made, being fermented.
Right, the grapes being crushed and picked
exactly.
and everything. Okay, and the event, one more time, that we're here to talk about is the Ramona East End Loop Holiday Wine Trail. That's going to be December 13th and 14th, Saturday and Sunday, from 12 to 5 p.m., listeners. If you turned in late, I have been speaking with Jess Kohler with the La Finquita Winery, the newest winery up in Ramona, as well as Terry Kearns with the Ramona Valley Wine Region Magazine and Ramona Valley Ranch Winery. Jess, can you tell us which wineries are on the tour this year and a little bit of an idea of what people might expect in terms of the food and the activities at some of these other wineries?
Absolutely. In addition to mine and Terry's wineries, we're going to have Hatfield Creek Winery.
Also new, yeah.
They actually opened 2 weeks after we did.
Right.
Pomo Valley Winery, Turtle Rock Ridge Winery, and Vineyard Grant James. So everybody's going to have a little bit something different. I think most people are going to have some kind of holiday music. Mm-hmm. I know we have mulled wine. I think Elaine's doing a hot spiced wine, mulled wine,
right.
over at Hatfield Creek. There's going to be art. There's going to be special boutique item like holiday gifts.
Mm-hmm. Food tastings?
Absolutely, food. You get the three tastings at each winery, so you get three different wines, and then there'll be a food paired to one of those three wines at each of the wineries. So we make sure you get food in you as you're enjoying the wine.
Sounds like a very merry event. And if you would like to get more information on this event or these wineries, you can go to our website at eastcountymagazine.org. Terry and Jess, thank you so much for joining us today on the East County Magazine Show on KNSJ.
Thanks, Miriam.
Thank you.